Joining us right now is Paul Calvisi, the Cardinals sideline reporter. Boy, a tale of two halves, Paul.
Are you sure I'm here? I'm sort of in denial. I'm not here. This is not happening. The Cardinals did not cough up that 14-0 lead after the first quarter. There's basically been that one quarter and then 11 other quarters in this season. Dave Pasch made that observation on the air as we were wrapping things up yesterday. You know, you had that first quarter and it was glorious, no doubt about it.
It looked like a different team.
Right, absolutely. There's Sam Bradford. He's hanging in the pocket. There's a creative play call to David Johnson, right? I mean, they're aggressive. They got it in sync, the run and the pass, exactly what they were talking about all season long. And then you got to the second quarter, and time of possession got lopsided, and the defense couldn't get off the field, as Coach Wilkes told us at halftime. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you saw Sam Bradford, after those opening two touchdowns, they went punt, 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 interception, interception, fumble.
Ooh. Mm.
And it was that last fumble, guys,
where
it wasn't necessarily the fumble. I think it was what happened after.
What do you mean?
He didn't get up. He was face
Sam
down
Bradford,
on the turf.
Fast face
he
down, was, lying on the ground.
So there's the turnover, and then there's the body language.
Oh, so that was you're not alleging he was injured in any way, shape, or form.
Not
was
at all.
Face down on the turf in the agony for fumbling.
The only thing that might have been injured would be his confidence at that point. And
yeah.
I wonder if that forced Steve Wilkes' hand. Because I spent the whole game standing about 10 yards behind the head coach, and you couldn't take your eyes off the quarterback. After the fumble, forget the Bears celebrating, all the Bears fans. There's your quarterback face down, and everyone's wondering, is he injured? No, he isn't injured. And then his teammates are trying to help him up, and he comes to the sideline. And it was shortly after that that Wilkes took off his headset, walked over, sort of tapped him on the shoulder, and then said something in his ear. Moments after that, the quarterback's coach, Byron Leftwich, watched Josh Rosen. He started warming up, and there you go.
I was going to say, and you saw Bradford with the kind of, I would argue, like a shocked look on his face, kind of a blank stare, and Rosen warming up right in front of him.
So we finally got to see Josh Rosen in a game. So your thoughts on his performance, and then, you know, do you think he'll be the starter from now on?
I do believe he'll be the starter, and it's not just for football. You know, Adam Schefter's been reporting there's a financial component to all this, that there is a per-game bonus that Sam Bradford is either on the roster or if he's active, that he gets per game that's over $300,000. So if you extrapolate that over the rest of the season, it's over $4 million the Cardinals would save, both in real money and under the cap. And so for that reason alone, I think there might be a financial decision in the next 24 to 48 hours. Either way, if the future is Josh Rosen, and look, the numbers say since 1980, out of 173 teams that have started 0-3, only 5 have made the playoffs.
Mm. Okay.
So, yeah, miracles are possible, and yeah, there were some crazy upsets yesterday, but for all intents and purposes, the Josh Rosen era has started.
Paul Calvisi, again, Cardinals sideline reporter, joining us. You were there on the sideline. I know that you won't betray trust or anything like that, but in a general sense, players gravitate towards leaders. I don't know who specifically leaders are on their team. I think people always defer to Larry Fitzgerald. I don't hear him as a vocal leader, certainly. He's not that kind of a leader.
Totally by example with Larry.
Okay.
Especially during practice.
Quarterbacks, usually by default, are some sort of leader of the offense.
You've got to be.
Are the players gravitating towards Bradford or Rosen? Is there a sense on the sideline, if you're 0-2, 0-3 after this weekend, this is our guy. We want to play for this guy?
It's a great question, and it might be the question that Steve Wilkes is considering right now, because I'll tell you this much, it materialized back when we had our last big quarterback battle some 10 years ago, Kurt Warner and Matt Leinart, and the media sort of made it sound like Matt Leinart was there neck and neck with Kurt Warner. One problem, no one was following Matt Leinart.
Mm.
There was a famous scene where Matt Leinart was eating lunch all by himself.
I remember that.
And Kurt Warner was the
team thing, and Matt was literally sitting at a table by himself eating.
He was the leader of the team, Kurt Warner, unquestioned. They knew who had the ring. They knew who really knew the offense and who could lead them to a Super Bowl, which he did. And so with that in mind, I will say this. There's a lot of buy-in for a rookie quarterback in Josh Rosen, a lot of praise. They know he's got the it factor. They know he has a lot of confidence, and they've seen it on the field. I mean, Chandler Jones told me in the preseason they've had the number one defense out on that field, and Josh Rosen has, quote, shredded us at times when we were really balling.
Okay, so we've talked about leaders. We've talked about buy-in. My question, though, is the players with a new head coach, do they see him as a leader, and are they buying into Coach Wilkes right now?
I think they're definitely buying into Coach Wilkes. I just, by the way, they respect him, and they respect his authority and everything he's demanded out of them. Now, would a win go a long way? Mike Vrabel, the new Titans head coach, said as much last week. He said, yeah, everything you're doing is validated. Everything you're doing is confirmed when you get a win. because now there's tangible evidence it pays off, that our way, our process, you know, it does work. And so a win would go a long way more than just getting a number one in the win column. It would go a long way in that locker room, there's no doubt. But I think everyone realizes there's a lot more at play than just the coaching right now. There are things going on. I mean, for example, let's give you, they have two first-round linebackers who can't get on the field.
Right.
There are some personnel issues right now. Ultimately, it's always on the players.
Paul Calvisi, again, Arizona Cardinals sideline reporters. The Cardinals could start 0-3 on the season, a difficult game. Can I ask you a broader football question?
Fire.
I'm a Redskin fan. Let me throw that out there. Yeah. You know that.
Yeah. My Redskins, they won yesterday.
My Redskins won yesterday.
There you go. Ding!
But there was even as a Redskin fan, I do not understand how you're supposed to sack a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
I sack on the Redskin quarterback, and I was like, how's that a penalty? What are you supposed to do?
It
are
was the a players form tackle.
Are the player? Do the players even have any idea anymore?
They're beyond frustrated. They're beyond terrified of getting fined. I mean, forget the flag and what it does to the game and how it impacted the Packers.
They care about game checks or being ejected.
Once again, the old FedEx envelope in their locker on a Tuesday with a fine there that they have to pay, so they're very worried about that. Look, we spent the last 5 years or so trying to define what is a catch.
Yeah. Hmm.
The legitimate question is now, what is a tackle?
A legal tackle.
Yeah, and specifically, what is a tackle on a quarterback? Because there appears to be zero tolerance whatsoever. It's almost like, and even after the game, Alex Smith admitted, he hit me in the strike zone.
Right.
The so-called
hit him
below the neck,
the torso,
above the knees, form tackle, head up, see what you hit what you see.
Didn't lead with his head. I looked and I said, I don't understand. I don't understand what a tackle is.
And it's so, Bertrand Berry tweeted this out, right? Former sack champion for the Cardinals. It's so hard to come by a sack. You work all year for that moment, and then it's just ripped away from you by a judgment call by the official. And he, in his opinion, the official actually had to put out a statement. There was such a clamor about it. And he said, in my opinion, he put his weight, the full extent of his weight on the quarterback.
Oh, jeez.
If you're hitting him head on, straight on,
where's your weight supposed to go?
Yeah.
It's your back foot? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Thank you.
It's going to cost a team a playoff game, and then there's going to be a serious uproar.
Yep.
No argument.
I think you're already seeing it, though, this season.
Paul Calvisi, Cardinals sideline reporter, is the Cards yet to name the starting quarterback for this coming week. But
not yet.
You're leaning in the Rosen column.
I'd be shocked if it's not Josh Rosen.
There you have it.